Good morning. We're continuing with Hilchos Mezuzah in the Chayodim Klal Tesvov. We're about to learn Siman Yud Beis. The background of Siman Yud Beis, the first point is that not only is the place where the person actually dwells in, and he eats there, he sleeps there, but the places that he uses for storage are also going to be Chayiv. If a person goes in there, he gets things out, he spends some time there, etc. If you have a place which is just used for storage, and the only individual which will go into there will be a non-Jew, let's say it's off of his property, so he, and the people which take care of it is a non-Jew, so that's there's mashmos in many places in that case will not be chayiv. But within the person's property, the average case, since the person goes in and out, etc., a person is going to be chayiv in mezuzah. If the usage is a usage which is considered for the person's physical needs, which is not a tashmish of kovod, it's a usage which is a lower level of usage, so it's not kovod for the mezuzah to be there, so that relieves that room from its chiyuv of a mezuzah. That's the first thing which the chayim will deal with over here. Now you have rooms which are specifically designated for that purpose, like the basic kisei, and then you have a room which is not specifically designated for that purpose, but occasionally it's going to be used for that purpose. You change a child there, and even the child is dirty, a person might open up the child's diaper and change the child, not necessarily in the bathroom, but in a different room. So that which we're going to say, that a person is does not have a chiyuv mezuzah, it's only a room which is basically designated for that purpose. But a room which is not designated for that purpose, even though occasionally it does occur there, a person is going to be chayiv in mezuzah. That being said, we still have to deal with the issue that's not appropriate for the mezuzah, with its kedusha, with the words of Torah and the Shem Hashem which is on it, to be visible when the child's erva and the tzoya, these things are now present in the room. So that's a second issue that does not relieve the chayiv mezuzah, but that requires us to give some thought to how can we maintain the covet of the mezuzah under these circumstances. We're going to have also areas which mi'ikir adin should be chayiv, because in general we don't say that their zuama is significant. So let's say a barn, the animals, it's not considered a tashish of bizoyan, maintaining the animals there, but a case where it would develop a large amount of excrement, etc., of soya, with a very bad smell, if that's how they maintain the barn, so we should possibly change its status, even though that's not its primary purpose, but we should change its status even so, and remove it from its chiyuv mezuzah due to that fact. So let's see what we can see inside the Siman Yud Beis, and we'll probably spread it out over 2 days. Imein also the dearest covered is potter. If the room is not made for a dwelling of a higher level of dwelling, but rather for the lower functions that a person has to do, that is not chayiv in a mezuzah. Lefikach, beis hakisei u'merchatz. The person has the beis hakisei where a person relieves himself, or the merchatz where he washes himself. U'borsiki u'beis hatfilah piturim. So beis hatfilah, where a person would be toivel himself, person gets unclothed, etc., that's what it's made for, so it's not considered a dearest covet. The borsiki, it's not that there's any action which the person is doing vis a vis his own body, which is not their covet, but the borsiki was a place where they would, it's a tannery, and the process was done with, they would use soya to help the process, and there was different chemicals in it which would help tan the animals, hide, and the result is that it reeked, it was a horrible smell, and it was a filthy place. So that's not considered, there is covet, even though it's not an issue of the person's personal bodily functions, it's the interface that he has with the hide of the animal, but it produces the same result, that it's so, it has so much dirtiness there, etc., that's not considered a place of dearest covet, and that would be potter. A potential parallel, maybe nowadays we'll talk about, will be a room which is designated just for the purposes of a washing machine, and the clothing comes soiled, so that might be a parallel type of a room. It's not the person's personal needs per se, but it's made for something which is not a deris kavod to take the dirtied, soiled clothing of a people and wash them there. That would be parallel, a modern version of a parallel to the idea of something that's not their deris kavod, and that would be part of a mezuzah. Have a good day.